than the country's income. Look at the same numbers beginning in 1997, from the beginning of the new economy boom right up to the present, and you find that this same group, the American people, pocketed none of America's income growth at all. Their share of the good times was zero. The gains they harvested after all their hard work were nil. The upper 10% of the population, the country's financiers, managers, and professionals, ate the whole thing. The privileged are doing better than at any time since economic records began. To be a young person in this economy, just out of school and starting to feel the burden of now inescapable student loans, is to sense instinctively the downward slope that most of us are on these days. People who are 25 today are doing worse than people of that age 10 years ago, and much worse than people who were 25 back in 1996. The same is true, incidentally, of people who are 35, 45, and probably 55, but for the young, this reversal of the traditional American trajectory is acutely painful. They know that no amount of labor will ever catapult them into the ranks of the winners. At the other end of the social ladder, meanwhile, it is all upside all the time. In 2012,